This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson. This is our number two of The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. And as we do to kick off this time of year, hour number two, it's mock draft time again.
All right.
And we're using the NFL mock draft database.com, their draft database here again.
Let me mix it up.
Yeah, just mixing it up, throwing another one into the mix here. The top 19 picks are in.
Okay.
We are up now at 20. We have 6 trade offers.
All right, let's explore them.
Yeah. But there's some interesting dudes
really
available.
Okay.
So
let's dig in.
Let's first look here at who is available. Brock Bowers.
Wow.
Terrion Arnold.
Okay.
Talisi Fuaga.
Yeah.
Byron Murphy. Cooper DeJean. Kool-Aid McKinstry. Jackson Powers Johnson. Graham Barton. Johnny Newton. Demarius wow. Robinson, Tyler Guyton, Bo Nix, Michael Penix, Ladd McConk. I mean, there's
it's we could
trade
to us.
We could trade down 4 or 5 spots and get a dude.
I'd be comfortable going 5 spots maybe and getting someone I like quite a bit. I would also, as we often say,
like to stick and pick and take.
If a Logger or Latham there, you run to the podium.
Yeah.
And he's there, but we could listen. I don't want to go much past.
I don't want to go too far down, but I'll listen because
the deal's right.
Yeah,
I can live with DeJean, or you know.
Yeah. So,
so who's in the next 5?
So our offers are Tampa Bay's calling the phone.
Where are they at? Like
they're 26. Yeah.
Maybe.
You have the Raiders on the phone, but their next pick is at 44.
That's too much.
Too far down. They're offering.
I want to get one of those.
They're
guys.
Offering a boatload of picks.
I don't doubt that.
The Lions are on the phone. Their next pick is 29. I don't know if I want to go that far.
I don't love it.
The Chiefs are on the phone.
At 32.
32. The Panthers at 33 are on the phone. And the Vikings at 23. Well, the Vikings at 23 is interesting, but the only problem is the picks that they're offering are in next year's picks.
Oh.
They're offering
20 to 23.
They're offering next year's third round pick and next year's sixth round pick to go from 20 to 23.
That's not enough.
I mean, we could see if they would up that offer.
I mean, I'll take the third off their hands, but can we get something this year?
Here's the
thing. I'm sure they're short.
Tampa Bay's offering next year's third and fifth, along with 26.
I want something on
day
two.
I want something this year,
yeah. I want something day two from one of both those teams.
So let's go talk to
I adore future picks, but to move off Fuaga for next year's third,
Yeah, I'd like to counter some of these. We're going to reject Carolina.
Yeah.
We'll leave Tampa up there for now.
Yeah, Tampa's interesting.
We'll reject the Raiders. The Lions at 29. They're offering 73 as well, and then a 6th and 7th round picks next year.
Decent.
That's the move down 9 spots in the first.
That's a long way to go.
I'm going
to
reject that.
There's no way you get Fuaga.
Tampa Bay, Kansas City, we're going to reject. That's
pretty far as well.
That's pretty far.
Minnesota's my most interest. I don't want to go far.
Yeah, Minnesota at 20. I don't know if they have a second round pick though.
Even a third and a next year's third.
Let me see what
they may not say yes to that.
What Minnesota has here that we can. So Minnesota, they're next.
They're gonna be
they got 23, and then their next picks are 108 and 129, 157.
That's
just too far.
Next year stuff, right?
Who was the other one? Tampa.
Tampa.
Tampa has.
I think they have theirs.
They got 26, 57, 89, 92, 125.
I think 56 needs to be in it. I mean, that's a.
57.
Whatever, yeah. Okay.
So we go 20 for 26, 57. They're saying they're giving up too much. So if we throw in 119, that's still not enough according to their trade tracker here. If we threw in 98, if we gave up 20 and 98 for 126, or for 26 and 57.
I'd rather Fuaga.
I think I would, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. I'm glad we explored these trades. But they're not good. Minnesota's a terrible trade partner because they don't have anything we want. unfortunately. I don't want to give up that third. 27's a long way to go. I mean, I counted five players I was very comfortable taking with who's available.
Yeah.
If they're all gone, I'm sad.
Right, yeah. I don't like that.
Right.
So we just stick and pick, right?
I think you take Fuaga, yeah.
Felici Fuaga is
and
the pick.
We can entertain, you know, day two trade offers, but I think you're very happy to take him. Put him at right tackle and giddy up.
Yeah. I think he solves a lot of problems. You're going to run the football well. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to run the football well anyway.
So well.
He's nasty. Yeah. Brings a demeanor to your offensive line. All right, we're back up here now at 51. We have five trade offers this time.
Good. That could be fun.
Denver at 130. Next pick is 136. We're rejecting that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I mean, you need, like, next year's first.
The Titans are offering us 2 7th-round picks. Next year's 2, next year's 4, next year's 7. No.
I love next year's picks, but we got to bring some dudes to camp this year, man.
The Jets are offering their next pick is 111. Nope.
No.
The Bengals, we don't deal with the division. And the Chiefs are offering all next year picks, 2, 3, and 2 7s.
They're all going to be late.
For 51. So we're going to reject them all.
I'd consider moving from 51 to 64 with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's nothing we love here.
Well, okay. So here's what's available. Jordan Morgan.
That's a no for us now.
Braden Fisk. Peyton Wilson, Edgerrin Cooper, Tyler Newbin, Roman Wilson, Javon Bullard, Malachi Corley, Junior Colson, Jonathan Brooks, TJ Tampa, Trey Benson, Jalen Polk, Max Melton, Marshawn Nealon, Braylon Trice, Christian Haynes.
I like Corley. I like Wilson. I think I like Melton better than both.
I think I do too.
Do you?
Again, we're bringing some attitude.
Yeah, right. He's a tough guy draft. Take him.
Yep. Stick and pick. Max Melton is the pick. Felici Fuaga and Max Melton.
Yeah, bring some tude.
We got a little nasty there.
Yeah, I like it. I'd like to get a receiver in one of these two.
Yeah. Well, we'll get one coming up here for sure. And we got to get a center prospect at some point.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know that that's as going to be as hard to do as I think people.
I don't either.
Might think.
I think you can get the dude from South Dakota State, and you know, there's some guys out there.
All right, we are now up at 84. Top guys available: Braylon Trice, Emma Gadije, the Yale offensive tackle.
Yeah, I'd love to have him there if we didn't take a tackle.
Yeah, we took one. That'd be good, very. Yeah.
He also has not worked out at all.
Right.
Real quick on him. The last time anyone's seen him do anything is him killing people at Yale. You know, like, I think he has a workout schedule, but he didn't do any of the bowl games. I mean, he didn't do anything, couldn't do the combine. That's a tough eval.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, it's not Alabama.
Right, he's playing against guys like you and me.
But much smarter than us.
Well, obviously.
And more successful.
That's not a very exclusive club. Adisa Isaac, Blake Corum, Brandon Dorius, Cole Bishop, Kalen Bullock, Jalen Wright, Jeremiah Trotter, Jermaine Burton, the aforementioned that we talked about, Cade Stover, Jonah Ellis, Spencer Rattler, Dominic Pooney, Cedric Van Pran, Chris Abrams-Drain, Cedric Gray, Christian Mahogany, Kyrie Jackson, Javon Baker, Zach Zinter, Braylon Allen. We're getting pretty far down here now.
Yeah.
This didn't work out really well for us.
Great.
I want to take a look just at the wide receivers. You got Burton, Javon Baker, Brendan Rice, Johnny Wilson, Jamari Thrash, Luke McCaffrey. That got picked over pretty good.
It did. I'm willing to admit that Burton's got a red flag. So I'm cool with avoiding that until further notice.
Yeah.
I like the player. Who are the other ones? Baker's sort of interesting.
Yeah. Not a burner, but.
Yeah. Quality all-around guy.
Yeah. To me, the best player on my board right now still is Cole Bishop.
Okay. I was also thinking the safety, too.
Cole Bishop's a safety.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I was going a different direction. We just went D-back, but when you said him, I'm like, ooh, he's a lot different than Melton.
Yeah.
Super athlete. You could live in Big Nickel. If you want, you could cut KZ at that point, pick up a couple million.
We could just keep him.
Be fine there.
Because
he can play slot.
Bishop's going to be cheap. KZ's not expensive. Like, you're not paying your safeties other than Minka anything.
No, right. I think he's the best prospect.
I mean, if you're just going to stick here and take the best player and not want, you don't want to reach for something.
Yeah.
He's the best player.
I mean, we're picking again pretty soon, and you can get McConkie or some, there would be a receiver that we mentioned.
Yeah.
When you said that name, I was like, cool. Yeah, I'm cool. Yep.
Cole Bishop it is.
Be curious what the D-line crop's like here, too.
Now at 98 and 119, we almost have to go center wide receiver.
I would think, but you hate to be in that bind.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we're up here. The wide receiver's available. But this is going to be what happens for everybody after those first three rounds, basically. Mm-hmm. You're picking, you know, when you talk about...
There's a lot of third and fourth round picks that are...
Very similarly graded.
Or destined to be this position.
Yeah.
You know.
All right, so the receiver's still available. Burton.
Okay.
Baker. Brendan Rice. Johnny Wilson. Jamari Thrash. Luke McCaffrey.
What do you think about Johnny Wilson?
You know I like Johnny Wilson.
I know you did 2 months ago. We only
I still
about
like him.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I like Baker and Burton on tape better, but he's unique.
He's definitely unique.
I mean, he did not run poorly at all.
No, he's 4'5 guy at 230 pounds.
Yeah. I mean, this team wants to be big.
He's as big as they come.
He's interesting to me.
Yeah.
I mean, you could convince me. I just wanted to make that name out there for our listeners.
No, he's very intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
The center prospects available. You're looking at Cedric Van Pran.
At this point, do you consider him there? I don't think we've ever drafted him ever.
We haven't.
Yeah, right.
Tanner Bordellini is still out there. Mason McCormick.
I'm glad they...
Hunter Norzad is still there.
I bet we could wait on that one and take a receiver.
Okay.
I mean, there's four names to me that are all suitable. I mean, we have like a 20-pick gap here.
I think Burton is the most talented guy here, but do I want to deal with whatever? They're going to know way more about his past than you or I.
Right, 100%. That's always, from where we sit, injuries and off-the-field stuff, I have no clue because maybe it's not real bad, maybe it's a little bit bad, maybe it's horrendous, who knows?
I mean, yeah.
We don't have to live with him every day if we pick.
Right.
We get to go home at the end of the day and do this again.
True enough. I mean, I got to deal with him in the locker room, but that's, neither here nor there.
Dale and Matt don't.
Yeah.
We get to go home and say we got a good receiver. You can take Wilson for fun.
You want to take Johnny?
Or Baker.
Wilson, Brendan Rice is another guy that's...
He's a physical, fits the mold. I don't care what his last name is.
Yeah.
I mean, he bangs.
His name was Brendan Wilson.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, all those guys... Or decent value at this point, too.
Yeah.
Would help the team. I'm cool with any of the four. I think Rice would be my last vote.
Okay.
And if we don't avoid Burton, I'm fine with that, too.
Well, let's do a little research here on Javon Baker.
Okay.
Because I think, Rice at the combine ran a 4.50. That's at 208 pounds.
Yeah, so he's thickly built, though, and
he's
strong.
He's 6'2 and change.
Yeah. He'll block, too.
Yeah. I think that's a USC thing.
Yeah, I think it's a USC thing.
Those guys all
block. St. Brown, Juju. Yeah, they do.
Burton's 6'1 and change, 202. He ran a 4.54.
That's slower than I thought.
Yeah, a little slower than what you might think. 37-inch vertical, though.
Yeah.
So there's some explosion there.
I think Baker's like a 4.5 flat guy, too.
Yeah.
We can avoid Burton, though. Because I don't know if these guys are... He's light years better than them. It'd be different if it was a fifth round. He's still
Yeah, I think
there.
They're all kind of.
Yeah.
And that could happen with him. I'm just going to look at the ages here real quick,
I wonder
too.
If Wilson was the fastest of the four.
He's right there with those guys. You know what? Let's take the unicorn.
I'm fine with that.
I mean, he is a unicorn.
He has some Kyle Pitts to him, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just in terms of how you'd use him. And I know Kyle Pitts was a six pick.
You're not going to miss him, like. Running over the middle or...
He looks a little different than Calvin Austin.
They don't even look like they play the same position.
Right.
He's a foot taller than Calvin Austin.
He's a foot taller, yes.
All right.
I think that's an interesting fit here.
Johnny Wilson it is.
Okay. Centers now have to be a priority.
Centers got to be our next pick.
Yeah. I'd like a D-tackle, too. But
unless we're going to make a trade for one.
But that we took a safety, now we kind of going to be a little short, you know?
We have five trade offers for 119. We didn't have any trade offers for those other picks. Wow. We got five here.
Beating down our door.
The We don't want a seventh-round pick, although the Saints are offering a seven this year, a four next year, and a six next year.
This is a fourth-round pick, though, right?
Yeah.
Fourth next year and garbage isn't worth a fourth this year.
Reject that.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Cardinals are offering 138 and next year's six. Reject that.
Yeah.
The Dolphins are offering a four and a five next year. We reject that.
Yeah, it's not doing much for me.
Panthers are offering pick 141 and next year's sixth. Reject that.
Yeah, I want like fifths or better next year.
The Jaguars are offering pick 212 and a four and five next year.
That's not horrible, but I'd rather have a center.
Reject, yes. Yeah. Baker's still there.
Really?
Yeah, which, as is Brendan Rice.
Okay.
So,
I don't know if we have that luxury, but that's interesting.
Yeah. Van Pran is still there.
Okay.
Mason McCormick's still there.
I don't know who I prefer of those. McCormick's way more athletic.
He hasn't played any center, though.
His freshman year, I think he did.
I was just looking at the Beast this morning.
Okay, it's one of the things I'm going to do.
If he did it, he did it as a backup.
Okay. Or maybe he wasn't high school. There's some center background, and I've been searching for it before the Beast, and I figured I'm just going to be lazy and wait till the Beast comes out and do it for me. Maybe he never has.
Christian Mahogany is still there as well.
I think he's a guard.
I think he is a guard, too.
Yeah. Is Norzad?
Sateo, he's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, Norzad is gone.
I like Norzad.
One guy we haven't talked about is Sateo Lamua.
Lamia
out of Utah.
Be aware of
him. Center. He's mm-hmm. a center as well.
I mean, I retweeted this a while ago. Brandon Thorne thinks there's like 9 or 10 starting centers in this draft when it's all said and done. Now, they're not all Dirt Dawson folks. I get that.
I mean, would you take Van Pran here, even though he's not necessarily just a value?
Probably is a day one starter with his experience and the school he came from and buddies with Roderick Jones. And it's not bad.
He was a 3-year starter at Georgia.
Yeah, yeah. Won a lot of games. I mean, at this point, there's always a point.
Yeah.
And I think that's a yes. To me, him and McCormick are the conversation.
Yeah.
And if you need someone day one, you'd be more comfortable with Van Pran, which I think you probably need someone day one.
I think that's...
You could still call Connor Williams.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
All right. We'll take Cedric Van Pran. We haven't taken him at
ever.
All.
I bet never. Right.
But that's the value is just too good there
right.
to pass up.
Right, and we happen to need a center still, so.
Yeah. So right now we've got Fuaga. We've got athletic guys on our offensive line that if our center's not the most athletic guy, mm-hmm. we can work around that.
Yeah. And he may not be the 8-year starter either. I mean, he's
right.
just in the mix.
It's a fourth-round pick. So we got Fuaga, Max Melton, Cole Bishop, Johnny Wilson, Cedric Van Pran.
A D-lineman would be nice, but isn't required.
At this point,
right.
you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
We have 3 trade offers here. Reject. Yeah, I don't like that one either. Reject. And the Colts are offering 2 fifths and 2 sevenths next year for 170.
Sort of interesting, but how many day 3 picks do we need next year?
Yeah. All right. So looking here, best available players at 178. Jared Wiley.
Hmm.
Michael Pratt. Christian Jones.
Ooh.
Can we take another developmental offensive tackle? Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
Isaac Guerrero. Big speed back out of Louisville.
Yeah.
He's 220 pounds and ran a 4.3s.
Yeah, I mean, he goes.
He might be your kickoff return guy. Like, just put him back here and say, well, you got one now. But
yeah, I'd say he might be a kickoff returner next year, though.
Jerrion Jones.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Sione Vaki.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe we took a safety.
Right? We probably don't have room for one of those. Nehemiah Pritchett out of Auburn, a cornerback.
Yeah.
Guess who else is still available? Luke McCaffrey.
Oh, he's a lot different than Wilson.
We got an outside receiver. Now we get a slot.
I think just take him.
Yep. I think it's that's a gift.
Right.
That's a gift.
I mean, neither one's probably a true two, of course, but
they'll be in the mix.
Yeah. I like it.
I don't mind that at all. All right. We are up now at 195. Packers want to give us next year's 6th and 7th. We're going to reject that. The Rams want to give us 196 and 213. Do we have 2 spots that we could pick here? We're moving back 1 pick.
Well, do it. No matter what, do it.
Yeah, we'll take a running back. We'll take that.
Right.
All right. So, Pritchett is still there. Cornerback out of Auburn. Olafoshayo, the linebacker out of Washington. Aeneas Smith, the wide receiver out of—
We just took a little receiver.
Yeah.
The Washington linebacker is a supreme tester.
Yeah.
I mean, he could be your Mark Robinson 3 years earlier, reset that timeline, special teamer. Interesting.
Here's an interesting name for you. Well, Jordan Travis is there.
Okay.
Christian Boyd is there.
Oh, the lineman?
The defensive tackle. He's a nose.
Oh, I think he's way better than that.
Yeah, he shouldn't still be there.
No.
They had him in for a visit.
Take
him.
His tape is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a great pick.
This is actually working out pretty well for us.
Yeah, that worked out real well. I don't care if he's nose, whatever he is.
Throw him into the mix. Again, you take Keanu Benton and say, hey, Keanu, you're now an end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're fine, yeah.
You're going to play nose tackle now, mm-hmm. but we're also going to start working you in more, which he should do anyways.
Which makes all the sense in the world, yeah.
The Ravens are on the phone. They want to offer us two picks. We're going to reject that
this
one.
This is our last pick, right? One we picked up to move down.
Reject the Ravens pick. Okay, so top guys available now. James Williams, the safety out of— He's more of a linebacker.
Yeah, under Miami.
Yeah.
Well, mighty have fallen. He's still there in the end of the draft.
Delmar Glaze, the offensive lineman out of Maryland.
That's not a bad player either. I'm just starting to warm up to him. I don't know if he's a guard or a tackle, but he's—
Throw him in the mix.
He's a good prospect, or at least one to know.
Bo Brady.
We took a safety.
Yeah. Walter Rouse, the other offensive tackle out of Oklahoma.
Mm, okay.
Jaheim Bell, the tight end out of Florida State. Brennan Jackson, edge rusher out of Washington State.
Okay.
Tyrone Tracy.
Ooh.
He's very intriguing.
Yeah.
As is Dylan Laub, the running back out of New Hampshire.
They're both nice little bonus prizes on the trade back.
Another good offensive lineman still available here. Brandon Coleman.
I'd take him in a heartbeat.
Out of TCU.
So I did very little work on the beast, but I just looked, you know how the top he has his rankings with all the spreadsheet. He has Coleman as a tackle.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a basketball background. His best tape is at tackle when TCU was in 2 years ago. He played hurt this entire year. He's got crazy long arms. I don't know why he's there, to be honest with you. I think he's a day two pick.
Leighton Robinson, another interior offensive lineman at Texas A&M. Taj Washington, wide receiver at USC.
We took
still
two
there.
Of them, but he could be a nice late round pick.
Dylan Johnson, the one running back out of Washington. That's another guy that they brought in.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't quite get why they brought
him in. I might have actually taken the Ravens.
They'd give us a bunch of picks in this neighborhood. There's five names I wanted there. A bunch of linemen, offensive linemen. I think were great.
Caden Wallace, the other offensive tackle out of Penn State.
Yeah, right.
Intriguing guy. Dominic Hampton, safety out of Washington. Tanner McLaughlin. A tight end out of Arizona.
Mm.
He can run.
Yeah, so he's a speed guy, yeah.
Jordan Jefferson, the defensive lineman out of
we took
LSU.
Okay, yeah.
Isaiah,
still late for him.
Yeah, Isaiah Davis, the running back out of South Dakota State. Johnny Dixon, the cornerback out of Penn State. He's a slot as well.
Yeah. This neighborhood got really rich.
I'd like to see who went ahead of all these guys.
Right.
Keith Randolph, he's a 6'5", 300-pounder.
Yeah, he kind of fits the mold.
Dylan McMahon is still there.
Really?
Logan Lee is still there.
Wow. If this was the real world, I'd be trading next year 6th and 7th and get four
get
of these
back
dudes.
Into this,
right,
yeah.
Right. Give me a running back. Give me one of those linemen.
Xavier Thomas is there, the edge rusher out of
Clemson. He should never be there.
Clemson.
I mean, him and the TCU offensive lineman, I think, have no chance of being there this late.
Wow. Yeah, this is a nice.
I went 10 of those guys.
Well, let's just look at what we already have then.
I know. That's why I'd say maybe Dylan Thomas because he's an edge.
Fuaga.
Yeah.
Max Melton, the cornerback out of Rutgers. Cole Bishop, safety out of Utah. One of those two is going to be our slot.
Mm-hmm.
And they may both end up being split time as your slot.
Yeah, it could be depending on what they throw at.
Yeah. Johnny Wilson, the wide receiver out of Florida State. Cedric Van Pran at center. Luke McCaffrey, wide receiver out of Rice. Christian Boyd, nose tackle out of Northern Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
So linebacker is really the spot that you'd like to add another body to.
Oh, yeah. Either edge or off ball.
Edge or off ball. One of the two that's going to. So J.D. Bertrand is there as well from Notre Dame.
Okay.
I
liked a lot of the offensive linemen.
I hear you.
Tackle types.
Yeah. But we took two of them already. There's probably not going to be room for another offensive.
Nine or ten at most on your roster. That makes it sticky.
Linebacker, you're looking at Bertrand, Michael Barrett, Tatum Bethune, Steel Chambers is still there. Jontre Hunter out of Georgia State.
I would take the edge over him, over any of those
Yeah,
dudes.
The edge guys are Brennan Jackson, edge out of Washington State, Miles Cole, edge out of Texas Tech, Braden McGregor, edge out of Michigan, Xavier Thomas.
Yeah, Thomas is to me the pick.
Yeah.
I think Thomas is more like a third or fourth rounder. I
mean, he was like the, he was the number one prospect in the country coming out of Florida.
Was he? I think he's old.
Yeah, he's like 20. He's played like 6 years of college.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're talking about a sixth-round draft pick who's...
I need him for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
I don't need him when he's 38.
He's going to be my special teams ace and...
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Xavier Thomas it is.
I think he'd play as much as Herbig did last year.
Yeah.
I mean, 10 snaps a game, you know, something like that. He's a thicker physical guy. That was interesting. That's kind of a different field this one.
Yeah. So we ended up with Talisi Fuaga at 20. We stuck.
And we were really open to trading down too.
Yeah, but
there was like five good dudes there.
There were some good offers too, or well, not great offers.
They were just not good fits. Yeah.
Max Melton at 51. We stayed there and picked.
That's a solid pick there. Yeah. 51.
Cole Bishop at 84. He was the best guy available.
Yeah, that was when we got a little crazy. The next two here, we got a little crazy.
Johnny Wilson at 98, the wide receiver out of Florida State, just a different body type.
Yeah, yeah.
He could play on the outside. Cedric Van Pran at 119, the center out of Georgia.
Unusual for us.
That was just it was a value. Luke McCaffrey at 178, the wide receiver out of Rice. Again, value pick.
Might be your starting slot.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, it could be.
He's a lot different than Watkins.
Then we traded back at 195 and got two more picks, and we took Christian Boyd, the defensive tackle, nose tackle, out of Northern Iowa.
I consider him round four.
Yeah. And then we got Xavier Thomas, the edge rusher out of Clemson at 213 with that pick that we picked up.
He's got a spot on the roster set up for him. Just don't screw it up, son. You know, you could be that fourth outside guy. No, that's nice. We always finish these mocks going, oh, I like it. Of course you liked it.
You picked them.
The mid rounds I don't love as much as some of our other ones. You know, the Van Pran neighborhood and the Wilson neighborhood.
I would have liked Van Pran to be somebody else.
Exactly.
Bo Limmer or Bortolini, one of those guys.
Yeah. You're like, okay. I mean, I wouldn't take back the picks. I'm not like, oh, we screwed it up.
Yeah.
But the draft as a whole was fun because I like the late stuff more than usual.
Yeah.
You know, like
now we like, for example, instead of taking Johnny Wilson, we could have taken one of those centers that was still there. Like I think
Bortolini, I think, would have been there. I think Norzad.
Bortolini and Norzad were both still there.
I think they were, yeah. Or the
Limmer
South
was
Dakota
gone.
Kid, yeah. McCormick was gone. Or was there. That might have been better. And, you know,
and we might have still gotten Johnny Wilson at 119. I don't know. I think Javon Baker was still there.
I think Baker was still there. Still, that's a long time with this roster to wait on a receiver.
Yeah.
I mean, we waited long to begin with. I mean, that was a whole nother round.
But when we picked Wilson, we didn't know we were going to get McCaffrey as well.
Of course. Yeah, that worked out really well. It's an interesting build.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
Different.
I mean, Fuaga in round one is nice.
But Fuaga and Max Melton, Cole Bishop, are going to play a lot of snaps for us, I think.
I would think Bishop would. I think the first two will play a ton.
Yeah.
Bishop might be blocked a little.
A little bit, but I think he's different enough that he can do some different things. And
I just like his upside.
Yeah. I mean,
he's a remarkable tester, and he's good on the field, too.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't chalk that
those Utah defenders have been really good.
Yeah. I think there's a chance, I'm not predicting it, that Bishop's the first safety drafted.
Yeah.
I mean, a D-back coach says, give me those traits.
I'll work
Newman's
with it.
Newman's better on tape for now, but I'll take him and see what I can do with him.
Yeah.
You know, I think he might be the first safety taken.
Well, that was our latest mock draft on NFLMockDraftDatabase.com.
That's fun.
Yeah, let's get to a break. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with more right after this.
Here we go, Steelers! Here we go! This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And Matt, looking here at ESPN's, Matt Bowen has put together his top prospects at 90 different skills and traits.
I went through this. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, these are always difficult. Let's just breeze. I mean, there's 90 of them.
I know.
So let's hit this in pretty quickly. Your most accurate passer, Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
I mean, Jaden Daniels shows up a number of times in some
of
these multiple things here. I think he's really good. I mean,
I'm a fan. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I think he's a much better passer than people want to give him credit for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strongest arm, that's Joe Milton. That's no surprise there.
What round would you take Joe Milton if you're the Steelers?
None.
I thought that too. But then I'm like, well, maybe six. I don't know.
I wouldn't take. I just.
He's a lot of work. A
lot of work. Quickest release, Caleb Williams.
He can flick it, you know.
Best pocket mobility, J.J. McCarthy.
He does do that well. Keeps his base and moves around well in the pocket.
Best field vision, Jaden Daniels. And field vision, to me, is a very underrated part of quarterbacking.
Yeah, and he does. That's a good call.
Best deep ball thrower, Michael Penix.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Most instinctive passer, Caleb Williams.
Sure.
Best decision maker, again, Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are the things, these are traits that I want in my quarterback.
No, of course.
He sees the field well. He makes good decisions.
Accurate.
He's accurate.
Right, yeah.
Like,
he's going to be the best runner, too.
He's the most, he's the best. Like, that screams number one overall pick to me.
I hear you. I have like, more concerns than
when
that.
When we were going through this a couple of years ago, and we were talking, and Joe Burrow was that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was the most, you know, best, saw the field the best. He, the most accurate guy. Those are the things you can't teach.
No, I know. No, he's a heck of a prospect. I think he's going number two.
Best drive thrower, Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Best touch and timing, Michael Pratt.
Yeah, I can see that. That's kind of what he does.
Yeah.
Kind of a dinker and dunker, you know.
Best passing mechanics, Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, he's smooth and keeps it under control.
Best off-platform thrower, Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I figured that.
Top designed rusher, Drake May.
I tend to agree, because I think they called, there's a little bit of a cheat here, because Daniels, I think, is the best scrambler.
He's the best scrambler, yeah.
But one thing that, and I'm not trying to bash Daniels, but he does not go through his reads as much as some of the others. So it's almost like they're designed runs. Thomas isn't there, tuck it and run. And then he picks up 12 yards. I mean, you know, so he's quicker to scramble than others. But that's just good coaching.
Right.
You know, I mean, like, why go through all your reads?
Yeah, you're the best athlete on the field or one of the top three athletes on the field. Go ahead and run.
Option two or three should be you screaming down the sidelines.
Best scrambler, Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. They're calling that a scramble is true, but it's not the same.
Yeah. He had 703 rushing yards and had 25 first downs rushing on 55 scrambles.
That adds up.
He's averaged more than 10 yards a scramble.
Yeah. I pulled 12 yards out of the air, but that's what it seems like every time.
Moving on to the running backs. Fastest runner or rusher, Isaac Rendo. 4.33 at 220 pounds.
Yeah, and he
looks
it too. Like, he gets downhill.
Most elusive rusher, Jonathan Brooks.
Yeah, he's a make-you-miss guy. Yeah.
Most explosive rusher, Jalen Wright out of Tennessee.
Yeah. I think he might be faster than Garendo.
He's 4.38.
Yeah. I mean, it's on tape. I mean, he's explosive and gone, and nobody catches him.
Most powerful rusher, no surprise there, is Braylon Allen.
Okay. I don't love him, though. I had him in my initial top five and dumped him. I don't think he makes people miss very much.
Best contact balance, Bucky Irving. That's a very underrated skill set for running backs.
Like
I don't care. You could be a 4.6 or 4.7 guy, but if you've got great contact balance, you're going to bounce off tacklers and just keep moving. I'll take that all day long.
Jalen Warren is a lot of that.
Yeah.
You know, pinball.
Best receiving back, Dylan Lobb out of New Hampshire.
It's a good call. Yeah. I mean, it's funny, like, everyone calls McConkey a Welker, blah, 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 blah. Well, Lobb
is McCaffrey-like,
He's Woodhead.
Or Danny Woodhead,
yeah. Exactly, you know.
Yeah.
He really is. It's exactly who he is.
Most sudden rusher, Marshawn Lloyd out of USC.
He's got some explosive traits. Yeah. He puts the ball on the ground too much and makes some mistakes, but you can see why he'd be a high recruit.
Yeah. Best running vision instincts, Blake Corum.
Mm-hmm. He runs like a professional runner in a professional scheme.
He's just tiny.
He's small, yeah.
Yeah. Best ball security as a ball carrier, Trey Benson.
Yeah.
From Florida State.
He could be the first back off the board.
Yeah. Two fumbles in his entire career. He's got 4.39 speed. And,
yeah, he's big.
Best pass protecting back, that's Rasheen Ali out of Marshall.
Okay. I mean, I believe him. Yeah. But I haven't studied him as a pass protector.
Moving on to the wide receivers. Best route runner, Marvin Harrison.
Okay. I think you could put McCall. I mean, there's a lot of some. You put Harrison on top of all these guys, yeah. But there are also
other guys
so
who
many
traits.
To pick from
yeah.
Here. McConkey could be that guy, you know.
Fastest pass catcher, Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
No surprise there. Most explosive pass catcher, Malik Nabers.
I think he's one of the most explosive wide receivers I've ever seen.
Most physical pass catcher, Xavier Leggett.
He's rugged.
Yeah.
He really is.
6'1", 221. He's built like a running back.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Best seam stretcher, Brock Bowers.
Seam indicates from an inline position, yeah. You know, and he is.
Most versatile pass catcher, D'Angelo Hardy out of North Central College.
We went through this on my podcast a couple days ago and got a kick out of that. Like, that could be in any state in America. It doesn't indicate at all where he's from.
But he's a Division III guy.
Yeah. He's a Division III guy. If you read the write-up, though, because I'd never heard of him, he has like a million touchdowns.
58 touchdowns, yeah. Nobody could, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. They hand him the ball. I think he throws it. I mean, it's nuts.
Most sudden pass catcher, Adonnie Mitchell.
Especially for a bigger guy.
Yeah. Best after the catch, Malachi Corley out of Western Kentucky.
That adds up too, yeah.
He goes like a running back when he gets the ball.
Throw him a screen, yeah.
Best hands, Luke McCaffrey.
I don't think he has like a drop in his life.
Yeah. Best receiving instincts, Marvin Harrison.
Okay.
Best at getting open. This would, to me, would be route running as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, some of these overlap.
Ladd McConkey.
I agree.
Best on 50-50 balls, Roma Dunzier.
Yep, and he got a lot of them. Penix would just chuck it up a lot.
Keon Coleman's pretty good at that,
too.
He
is, too, yeah.
Most rugged mover, Ben Sinnott, the tight end at K-State.
He's a rumbling, bumbling type of guy, yeah. He has some good receiving numbers.
Best ball tracker, Brian Thomas.
Yeah. Kind of like a center fielder almost.
He had 12 touchdowns on throws of 20 or more yards down the field last year. He just goes up and gets it.
Yeah.
Best ball security as a pass catcher, Xavier Leggett.
He's rugged and he holds on. You know,
Didn't have a fumble in his career.
It's a good combination. Yeah. When you're that big and physical and the ball didn't ever pop loose.
Best toe tapper, Adonnie Mitchell.
He has great body control.
Yeah. Best inline blocking tight end, A.J. Barner out of Michigan.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
If he wasn't, shocking. He wouldn't be on the field, right? Yeah.
Best perimeter run blocker, Taj Washington out of USC.
He's a receiver, too, folks.
People 180 pounds. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He gets after it.
Like you said, the USC slot guys, man, they will battle you out.
Moving to the offensive lineman, best anchor, J.C. Latham.
Yeah, you're not going to run through him.
Best offensive line lower body quickness, Fashanu.
Mm-hmm. He's got great feet.
Most explosive offensive lineman, Troy Fatanu.
Yes. Fuaga's close.
Yeah.
But Fatanu moves strangely.
Best handwork, Joe Alt.
Yeah. I mean, he has so few bad reps.
Yeah. Best play demeanor on the offensive line, Jackson Powers Johnson.
There's a lot to choose from, Fuaga and Fatanu, but yeah.
Powers Johnson just gets to the second level
and
third level.
And I love the play demeanor conversation because he brings a lot of energy.
Yeah.
He runs down and picks up his teammate, runs back to the huddle. I mean, like, he plays hard.
Best at opening running lanes. That's Latham.
Okay. A lot of candidates, but it's hard to argue with that.
Best second level blocker, Graham Barton.
Go look at his agility scores. They're off the charts.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quickest first step when moving to the defensive side of things, Chop Robinson.
I think that's definitely true, yeah.
Yeah. Fastest closing speed to the quarterback, that's Dallas Turner.
Mm-hmm. He runs well, he closes
sees it
well.
Goes and gets it, Best pass rush moves, Leatu.
Yeah.
Best speed to power, Jared Verse.
That's what he does. I wish he had a little more than that.
Most pursuit range. Jalix Hunt, the edge rusher at Houston.
He's an interesting one, too. Another one of these tiny, tiny schools.
I just wrote up my my edge rushers, and I put him in the worth mentioning group. That this is a guy that he moves well. He's a big guy.
Yeah, he's a ridiculous. He was a former safety or corner.
Yeah. He started out at Cornell.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's no dummy.
Probably smart, right?
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought him up, because one of these mocks, it's going to be the fifth round, be like, let's take him.
Yeah.
He can run down special teams, see where he ends up.
Yeah. Most explosive pass rusher, Dallas Turner.
Okay.
Not a great group for this
year. Yeah, I'm not sure that there's one that really jumps out there.
Best motor was our sleeper the first time around, Muhammad Kamara, the edge rusher out of Colorado State.
Yeah, he plays hard.
Best run game enforcer, Tavondre Sweat.
Okay.
Best dip and flatten, Austin Booker out of Kansas.
All right. I wouldn't have a comment on that one.
Best bull rusher, Marshawn Leland out of Western Kentucky.
He's a powerful player.
Best interior pass rusher, Jerzon Newton out of Illinois.
That's easily, yeah.
Best edge setter, Darius Robinson.
Yeah. If you're going to play him on the edge, he is really hard to run on the outside of.
Best hand usage. And this is how he makes up for having shorter arms.
Mm-hmm.
Braden Fisk.
Yeah, he's got quick hands.
Yeah.
No, that's a good one. That's one of his best things.
Yeah. Most disruptive, Byron Murphy.
Yeah. I would probably give it to Newton, but, you know.
Best pass lane swatter.
I saw that one. It's one of our guys, though.
Logan Lee.
Yeah. He's could be in the mix. You might need to know that name.
Bat it down. Yeah.
Maybe he's long, fits the mold for a 3-4-DN type.
Best rusher on stunts. Gabriel Murphy out of UCLA. I mentioned him in my others to know too. He's an interesting guy.
He is. I mean, he's the number two edge guy there.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he's bad.
But he still had 8 sacks and
you
know, he gets to the quarterback.
Yeah, he's an interesting dude.
With Leitu on the other side of him.
He could be one of your late round guys.
Most second level range, Edger and Cooper.
Probably true, yeah.
Yeah.
He is a rangy player.
Best tackler, Junior Colson.
Very solid tackler, yeah.
Most instinctive at the second level, Peyton Wilson.
Yeah, he makes a ton of plays.
Best second level blitzer, Jeremiah Trotter.
Yeah, he times him well. He has a little bit of a pass rush arsenal to him as well. Okay.
Best second level closing burst, that's Trayvon Wallace out of Kentucky.
He's a good tester too.
Best recovery speed, Nate Wiggins.
He can fly.
He can fly.
I mean, yeah, he is fast.
Best closing speed in coverage, Quinion Mitchell.
Yeah. I mean, you think about all the off coverage you did.
Yeah.
Close on
close
the ball,
and quick,
click and close,
yeah.
You know.
Best pedal transition, Terrion Arnold.
Yeah, he's got a lot of natural ability, especially in his lower half. Yeah.
Yeah, despite, I mean, he's a 4-5 guy, but he runs better than that because
balance,
he's.
Yeah.
Best backfield vision, Max Melton.
And he means that on the other side of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. Making plays downhill, blitzing, you know.
Best coverage versatility, Dadrian Taylor-Demerson, the safety out of Texas Tech.
Plays a lot of slot, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd consider him in the mid-rounds.
Yeah. Yeah, he's kind of corner, built like a corner.
Yeah, exactly.
Most physical in coverage, Enos Rakestraw.
Might be too much. You know, this might have been Porter a year ago.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be careful being grabby at moving up a level.
Best in underneath zones, Cole Bishop.
Good recognition to go along with the traits.
Best press man technique, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
You're a freshman start, true freshman starter for Nick Saban. Your technique's going to be good.
Top ball hawk, Cooper DeJean.
Yeah. And then he does something with it afterwards, too.
Best run support on the outside is Kamari Lassiter.
Did you consider him in round two?
I would, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if
he'll
get there, but I mean, he could be inside out and not a tremendous athlete.
Best tight end matchup defender, Ketan Olatipo, the safety out of Oregon State.
He was one of my sleepers for the first go-around.
Yeah.
He's like 6'2", 210. I mean, he's long. He's an interesting maybe nickel linebacker.
Best center field range, Kalen Bullock.
That's like all he does.
Yeah.
But okay.
Best secondary blitzer. Mike Sainistrel.
Ah, he could be a Steeler.
Yeah.
There's a pretty strong chance I feel like he could be a Steeler.
Best coverage instincts, Tyler Newbin.
That's what he is, too.
Yeah.
He sees the field really well, reacts, smart, you know. Okay.
Best hitter, DeJean Anthony, safety out of Ole Miss.
I don't know him.
Yeah, I don't know him either.
Okay.
Best run support on the third level. Malik Mustafa, the safety out of Wake Forest.
He could have been best hitter, too.
Yeah.
He blows people up.
Best punter, Torrey Taylor. Best kicker, Joshua Cardi out of Stanford. Best returner, Cooper DeJean.
Yeah. I think he's going to go pretty high.
Yeah.
His testing went
good enough.
better for coming off an injury. Yeah, I'd say better. I mean, considering the circumstances, to get one in before the draft.
Think of where George Pickens was at as his rookie year, or going into the he hadn't really started running again. He ran like four, eight or something like that.
High four.
Probably actually faster than that because you're coming back off of a knee injury.
DeGene is too.
Yeah,
I think his jumps and all that stuff. He'll never do them again in his life, but it'll only get better.
Right. You know, as his legs get stronger and gets his feet back underneath him.
That's like Kool-Aid. I mean, he ran with that Jones fracture and his numbers were fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only gonna get better. Right.
So, interesting list.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of guys we just drafted on
Mims and those guys. What's that?
A lot of guys we drafted on.
We ended up with a lot of those, didn't we?
Yeah.
Bowen does a good work. I mean, that's a tough job.
Oh,
I mean, he does that every year.
600 players or whatever.
Yeah, and you know, find out a category for 90 different categories or something.
Yeah.
That's a project.
Yeah. So, interesting. That's why I wanted to go through it. But
good, better way to learn some definite, of these guys, too.
Maybe possible Steeler targets on that list.
I would think so, too.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them, they're looking for these traits. Well, who's the best at them?
You
know, at each position. You know, like the best edge rusher out there, well, that's not going to be the Steelers guy, but the best effort dude might be.
That shows up.
Round,
yeah,
right, you know,
absolutely. That's what you want. You want those kind of guys.
Special teams, depth, toughness.
Absolutely. Let's get to another break. He is the Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back to finish up the show right after this.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Hey, Steeler fans. You can gear up with the latest sideline apparel, hats, or jerseys of your favorite players, authentic memorabilia, custom items, and exclusives you can only find directly from the team. At one of the official Steelers Pro Shops, they're located at Acrisure Stadium, Grove City Premium Outlets, or Tanger Outlets, or you can visit online at shop.steelers.com. And Matt, we mentioned earlier that The Beast is now out.
Yeah, I urge everyone to check it out. I mean, if you, I'm not here to pump The Athletic or anything, but this document is worth whatever it costs for the year of Athletic by itself. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah.
And
Dane Brugler puts us together. He joins us every year at the Combine.
Mm-hmm. He's an Ohio guy. He doesn't live too far from us.
Yeah. So I just wanted to go through his top 100, how he has these guys ranked.
Let's not talk about each one. We'll just kind of scroll through it and where some of these dudes are.
So he has Caleb Williams 1, Marvin Harrison 2, Malik Nabers 3. Then he has Drake May at 4.
I didn't know who his number 2 quarterback was.
Joe Alt 5. Then he has Rome Odunze at 6. Brock Bowers at 7. Jaden Daniels at 8. Troy Fatanu at 9, but he's calling him a guard.
I would say he lists him as a guard. That's one thing I did see from today, because first thing I did when I came is I went to see his centers, and then I went up to guards and I looked at tackles. I'm like, oh, Fatanu's a guard. Is Fatanu 9?
Yeah.
I think those top 8, which is rare, are true blue chippers.
Yeah.
I mean, you could argue May and the quarterbacks, but, I mean, they're going to go high. Those top receivers and Bowers are studs any year.
I just found it interesting. He has Fatanu that high. That's as high as I've seen him anywhere.
He has him and super
he's,
high.
And he's calling him a guard.
You would think that's a net, they would counteract each other.
Right.
He would be a really good guard.
Yeah.
I mean, with that quickness.
He's got 34-inch arms. Yeah. I mean, I think he can play tackle.
I thought it was interesting that he was a guard and Coleman was a tackle from ECU.
Terry and Arnold at 10. So that's his top corner.
Too.
But then he has Quinyon Mitchell right behind him at 11.
Okay.
Fashanu, I should say, at 12. That's offensive tackle number 2 or 3, depending
three
on
which
you consider.
With sorry.
Fatanu. Latham right after that at 13.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas Turner at 14. That's his first edge. And I think that's more realistic.
I don't think he's. I say this over and
I put
over
all those guys, and I'd actually put.
Out of all the tackles,
I'd put Fulaga ahead of him as well.
Me too. Actually, all the defensive players. I mean, there's several.
I can see the corners going that high.
I think I would have a true higher grade on the top 3 corners, including DeGene, than any edge.
Yeah.
But edges are harder to find.
Yeah. At 15, he has Brian Thomas.
I get it.
16, Byron Murphy. That's DT1 for him.
Okay. I prefer Newton, but I think those DTs are a little underrated.
17 is Fuaga.
Okay. I know some people think he's a guard. Maybe that's his slight concern.
He's listed him at offensive tackle 4. At 18, Graham Barton. That's his first center.
Wow. He calls him a center, though.
Yeah.
He
doesn't.
Okay.
At 19, Amarius Mims, offensive tackle number 5.
Pretty
for him.
High, too, right?
Yeah. I just can't.
There's a lot of boom bust.
Not only did he only start 8 games in his career, he left 4 of those starts early.
And he left the combine early.
There's like little Anthony Richardson working here on that.
You wonder, like, is his body too big and strong for humanity? You know, like, yeah. Can he hold up because he's so
strange?
That's a
strange. Red flag to me.
Another odd thing about Mims, and I am a Mims guy, those starts, I think, like, 5 of them are against, like, Alabama State.
Yeah, garbage you.
Right, the first early stuff in the season where he can just sleepwalk through it.
Yeah.
And you're not learning anything about him.
I have concerns about him.
He would have to come in for a visit for me to draft him.
Yeah.
Have to. I'd have spent the whole day with
him. Well, he's been in.
I know.
Yeah.
I was talking about for any team.
At 20 is Verse. That's his second edge.
Yeah.
21, J.J. McCarthy, QB4. He'll go before that, though.
He will. But that's about where he is in terms of the prospects.
Yeah. 22 is Latu. That's his third edge.
Mm.
23, Jackson Powers Johnson. That's his second center.
Good. Maybe he's not hearing any concerns about him or anything.
Yeah.
Really good on tape.
24 is Nate Wiggins. That's his third corner. He has him right ahead of DeJean, who is 25.
Okay. I mean, this is the Steelers' neighborhood. I mean, it's a good group in the 20s.
27, he has Tyler Guyton. That's his 6th or 7th offensive tackle.
He's another one like Mims, though, that people vary.
I mean,
and the outcome varies.
28 is Johnny Newton.
Yeah. He hasn't done anything, though, workout-wise.
29 is Jordan Morgan. That's his second
guard. His arms are short.
Yeah, that's his second guard.
He has him as a guard. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
30 is Kool-Aid McKinstry. That's his 5th cornerback.
Super solid.
At 31, Ladd McConkey is his wide receiver 5. Mm. There we go. That's been my wide receiver 5 the entire time.
He's my 6, but yeah.
Dane was on the same page as me there.
He's great.
Marshawn Nealand right behind him is edge number 5. That's as high as I've seen him.
Wow, that's really high.
Yeah. Then he has a Donnie Mitchell at 33 at wide receiver 6. So they're close there. 34.
I'm curious who his 7th receiver is. Mine's Pearsall.
34 for him is Zach Frazier.
Hmm.
All 3 of those centers in the top 34.
Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of downside to Frazier.
No.
He seems very safe.
At 35, he has Darius Robinson, but he calls him edge number 6. I think he's a defensive. He should be DT3.
Yeah. He played more edge this year, but I think he projects more inside.
Yeah. He then has Chris Jenkins at 36.
I'm warming up to him at 51, too.
Keon Coleman at 37, so that's his wide receiver 7.
Mm. I don't dislike Coleman.
Cooper Beebe at 38.
Yeah.
Jaden Hicks at 39. That's his number
that's
one safety. Yeah.
Out great tester, State. Great size.
Great size.
Yeah.
Extreme size. Kingsley Suamataya is offensive tackle number 7 for him at BYU.
I think that's where he belongs.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Mel had him at the bottom of the 2nd round. I thought that was crazy.
First round. Or no, he had Rosengarten.
He had Rosengarten at the end of the first.
Roman Wilson at 41. Junior Colson at 42. That's his first linebacker.
Hmm.
Mike Sanistrill at 43. That's cornerback 6.
It's 3 Michigan dudes in a row.
Cornerback 6 for Mike Sanistrill. I can see it.
He's different than, you know, I mean, I'd take Wiggins ahead of him, but they couldn't be any more different. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Bo Nix at 44. That's QB5.
He didn't mention Penix. Okay, yeah, that's 5.
Ricky Pearsall at 45. That's wide receiver 9.
I think I like him more than that.
Edgerrin Cooper at 46, second linebacker. Christian Haynes at 47. That's his 4th guard.
His baton, okay.
Jonathan Brooks.
His 4th guard.
At 48 is running back 1. We consider Morgan a guard, too.
Okay.
So Jonathan Brooks is RB1 at 48.
I think there's some debate there, but I bet Benson's close behind and some others.
Yeah. Enos Rakestraw at 49 is cornerback number 7.
You be very comfortable taking him at 51? I think so.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what else is there.
I know, but I don't think that's a stretch.
No. Xavier Worthy at 50. 51 for him. Rook Arorahoro.
Okay. I think he's going to go on day 2
that's
early.
DT4.
Yeah.
But he didn't consider Robinson DC. So really five. Yeah.
Him and Jenkins to me are tough.
Penix then goes at 52. Javon Bullard is his second safety at 53.
Mel had him going higher than I expected, too.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of holes.
No.
He can be a slot.
Solid. Played a lot, yeah.
I think he's got some leadership on that defense. And, you know.
Malachi Corley at 54. That's wide receiver 11.
Yeah. He's been in for a visit, right?
Yeah. TJ Tampa at 55 is cornerback 8.
Size, good on tape, just not super fast.
56, Dominic Pooney out of Kansas, guard.
Mm-hmm.
Jatavion Sanders at 57. That's his second tight end.
He doesn't blow my skirt up, but he's okay.
I think he's a better player than Tester.
That's a good way of putting it, yes.
Because he just killed Alabama last year.
Yeah, he has some high moments.
Yeah. Troy Franklin at 58, wide receiver 12.
It's amazing that, I'm not saying he shouldn't be wide receiver. I'd have him higher, but that's 12.
12
really
out of 58,
receivers.
Yeah.
He has really good receivers.
Patrick Paul at 59. Mike Hall, the defensive tackle out of Ohio State, at 60.
I get it. He's disruptive.
Yeah. Andre Phillips at 61, his quarterback cornerback nine. Still haven't seen Max Melton on here yet.
Has he? Okay.
Kamari Lassiter is cornerback 10 out of Georgia at 62.
I might have Phillips and Melton ahead of Lassiter.
At 63 is Melton.
So they're
so
all
three
right
in a row,
there, yeah.
Right in a row.
They all got some toughness to them.
Yeah. 64. Mason Smith is his defensive tackle,
wow.
Number 6.
It's pretty high to have him 64.
I think he's got a ton of upside.
Oh, I do too. I mean, to have him as one of your top two round players,
yeah.
It's pretty high.
65 is Adisa Isaac. Brandon Coleman out of TCU is offensive tackle number 9.
Again, it's interesting he has him a tackle.
Chris Braswell.
If you don't go tackle in round one and Coleman's there in the third,
yeah.
Think about it.
Braswell is edge 8 out of Alabama. At 68 is then Tyler Newbin. That's his third safety.
Pretty late for him, though.
Yeah. 69 is Roger Rosengarten, offensive tackle number 10.
That's closer to what he is to me.
Yeah.
Late second round, mid second round, I can understand. Not the end of the first.
Cole Bishop at 70 is safety number 4. Braden Fisk at 71.
Depends what you want from the position.
Then he has Spencer Rattler as a QB7 at 72.
He seems like firmly in the QB7.
Yeah. Blake Fisher at 73. He's in for a visit today.
You said that, yeah.
Yeah.
The more I think about him, the more I think he could be a really nice second-round pick for the Steelers.
Yeah. Jalen Polk at wide receiver 13 is 74. Brandon Dorius at 75, defensive tackle number 8.
I don't know what to do with him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of like Robinson from Missouri. He's not as pretty, but he's played some edge. He looks like a Raven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Xavier Leggett is wide receiver 14 down at number 76.
That's very low.
Yeah.
I mean, the other guys ahead of him are really good, but that's really low.
77 is Blake Corum. That's his RB2.
I think he'll be a solid pro.
78 is Austin Booker, edge rusher number 9 out of Kansas.
I've done very little homework on him.
Cameron Kitchens at 79 is safety number 5.
Okay.
Out of Miami. Theo Johnson is tight end number 3 at 80.
Trades.
Out of Penn State. Trey Benson, RB3 out of Florida State at 81. At 82 is Braylon Trice, edge rusher out of Washington. RB4 is number 83, Jalen Wright out of Tennessee.
Okay.
Malik Mustafa, safety out of Wake Forest, is safety number 6 at 84. 85, Isaiah Adams, guard out of Illinois.
Yeah.
We talked a lot about
the
him.
The masher, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a couple of these mid-round tackles and guards, centers, that are growing on me.
Then you got Trayvon Wallace as linebacker number 3 out of Kentucky at 86. 87 is Emma DJ. I can't pronounce that.
Yeah.
The offensive tackle out of Yale. Then you got 88, Peyton Wilson, the linebacker out of NC State. Pursuita hates that. Huge on him. Big on him. Jared Wiley, the tight end number 4 out of TCU.
He has some traits, too. He can get downfield and big.
Malik Washington at 90, the wide receiver out of Virginia. Then you got Marshawn Lloyd at 91. He's the running back out of USC. That's number 5.
What receiver is Washington?
Like 15.
15-ish?
Yeah.
Okay.
DJ James, a cornerback out of Auburn, is cornerback 12 at 92. Devontae Walker is wide receiver 16 out of North Carolina.
Nobody talks about him just because he had a bad Senior Bowl, but he can get downfield.
Gets downfield. Yeah, he's got good size. Player, he can run.
Yeah, there's a lot of buzz on him. He's had a bunch of Senior Bowl. Everybody hates him now.
Jonah Ellis, the edge rusher out of Utah, is at 94. That's 11 of those. Makai Wingo is defensive tackle number 9 out of LSU, 95. 96 is Adrian Taylor Demerson out of Texas Tech. That's safety number 7. 97 is Braylon Allen, his RB6 out of Wisconsin.
That's a little high for him, but okay.
98 is Audric Estime, running back 7 out of Notre Dame.
Redeemed himself with a good pro day.
Yep. Christian Mahogany, the guard out of Boston College, is at 99. That's his 7th guard.
I do know he has, I think he has some center experience, but I think he's a guard.
Yeah, I think he's a guard too. Yeah. And then at 100 is Jermaine Burton, wide receiver 17 out of Alabama.
Okay. That could be. He's real talented, and I want to get him on the list, but I'm not vouching for him. That could be what that means, yeah.
But, a couple names on there that we haven't really talked a lot about.
Yeah, yeah.
But some interesting.
A great thing about his guide, too, is just looking at, like, the 8th center and the 12th tackle and things like that. I'm like, like the pit tackle to me is kind of interesting.
And the other thing that he does in here that is nice is he breaks it down on how many games, especially particularly for the offensive linemen.
Mm-hmm.
He had 7 starts at right tackle, 6 starts at center, 5 starts at left tackle. This is for his career. He tells you exactly what
and sometimes
where
he'll
they've
explain
lined up
it too.
Yeah.
Like, he was stuck behind a first round pick and then he moved out to tackle where he belongs.
Yeah.
Or, they had the hole at center, so he got thrust into there by,
sometimes that stuff's hard to find.
Exactly. It's all in one place. It's a great guide.
Absolutely. So he does a great job of that. Works year-round on this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he just put this one out. I guarantee you he'll take, the next couple weeks off until the draft. And then as soon as the draft is over, start on the new one.
I know he does all the background stuff, over the summer and, now-ish, right?
Yeah, figuring out who those top 300 or 400 prospects are going to be, and then adding to it as the season goes on.
It's just a constant project, yeah.
Yikes.
I mean, it's a beast.
it is
really
a beast.
Is. Yeah,
it's absolutely. Good stuff there. That was Dane Brugler's top 100 for the upcoming draft. That's going to do it for our show today. So for my partner, Matt Williamson, for Justin Miller here on site, keeping us on the air, I'm Dale Lally. We appreciate you listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.